Yes, Maverick here. As I promised, welcome back to part two.
Come here, yes, young man.
I like that show.
We are back on air.
Okay, we are back. Yeah, you guys are talking about cougars.
Off air.
Okay, don't care. I'll snitch. So, I think Claire is open for a Ben 10. And Caleb is also open for a cougar.
Look, I'm older than him, so.
Such a bum.
Claire, your Ben 10 is in class?
No, actually, no. That's why I said, do I have like money? You know, like I have extra money and I'm way older.
Yeah, you have like Safaricom shares, like that M-Pesa money.
Like you just have money to spend. Like why not? And you're not married. And you're not, you know, you're not being chased.
You're not being chased.
You don't chase.
Yeah,
you don't chase.
Then you don't
chase. You don't even chase.
In
agileta. I think they just come.
The Ben 10.
No, Ben 10 don't come.
They don't come.
You look for them.
Yeah, look for them.
Come on.
I have options.
Yeah.
When you go to the beach, then he serves you some soda nini. The beach, like, you see those ladies always, those Ben 10s usually come on the beach. Yeah, like those ones.
This soda looks interesting. Luckily, you can
get
Ben 10 easily in course.
Yeah,
without sugar.
Do for yourself.
Yeah, it's without sugar.
Are you talking to Nanini?
Nanini. Just say the word. I really want to hear that word.
What
is Msambati?
She can explain better. Ladies can explain better.
No. I'm not going to ask my questions if you're not going to
say. Yeah, no.
Msambati is.
No. I'm not particularly versed in Luya, so I think Msambati is like a young guy who's like a Musumba and like. Amsumba is a bachelor. So he's like
your houses are called Simba.
Yes. Simba.
Msimba.
No, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah,
it might be. I don't know.
Msumbati.
No, it's Simba. Simba is from Musambati.
Okay.
So Amusambati is a young man who is a young Luya man who does not have the best face or
damn.
So you can see how cruel Billy is. You can see how cruel Billy is when she says that in Kakamega you'll only get a Musambati. You can see how cruel she is.
Ouch. Okay.
Okay, this is interesting. Pablo, let's clap for Pablo. Oh, drum rolls.
I always come through every time.
Those are all the questions you had.
I have a last one.
Oh, you have a last one?
Oh, okay.
And this does not involve relationships. This is very close to my heart, and I don't know what to do because I'm frustrated.
Really?
Yeah, I am. So the question is, do you think Manchester United should sign before Monday's deadline?
Really?
And I'm heartbroken over this. You guys need to give me some points and like what's your perspective, and if so, what position do you think they need to strengthen?
Really?
Yeah, I'm Manchester United is really a pain in the ass for me lately, so you guys have to answer.
What if we know nothing about Manchester?
I mean, that's fine. I know nothing about Manchester United. That's the answer. I just know VAR did something recently
that
made people really upset.
What was that thing?
They were given penalty last minute past the game. So they were given a penalty. So they won.
They know nothing about Manchester United.
She just described what happened in the last game. Like, my guys, come on.
Because it was unfair to the other team.
Question. Do you know who Nketiah is?
No, I don't.
There we have it.
Has anyone of you heard of Aubameyang?
Now you're talking.
I have contact, by the way.
No, we know Aubameyang because I'm an Arsenal fan.
Hey. I mean,
okay. Arsenal fan.
Okay, I hate Claire from now on.
Posting him all the time.
So you're an Arsenal fan?
I don't. I just see people posting. I'm not even a football fan.
I don't excite it. But I don't.
And you definitely know that Arsenal is not the best. But so my argument is you should not even like cheer when someone says they know Aubameyang. Like even a chameleon I know in Kakamega Forest knows who Aubameyang is. Aubameyang is that famous and that popular. So
yeah, he is popular.
So what, I think my questions are done.
Oh, that's interesting. Hey, so Caleb.
Yeah.
Are you happy? Are you excited?
Yes.
Oh. It's your turn. Let me not say anything.
So far, of the three Musketeers and K, I think Caleb has the best memory because he did not write his questions down.
No, I didn't have it. I was blank, but now I do have, after making some observations. So anyway, I think I've seen, we were talking with Claire, yes, about fitness and everything, doing morning runs, and I've seen you with that's a Mi Band.
Yeah, it's a smartwatch.
The Mi Band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you guys, what do you think of exercising? Is it like, would you like your guy to be that, to be, you know, a gym guy, you know, fitness goals, running in the morning and things like that?
Very much.
Or,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very
or
much.
Whatever.
Okay. Would I want my guy to be sporty?
Not sporty, like into
conscious about fitness.
Very into gym.
Very into gym.
Very, just like conscious about fitness and things like that.
I think everyone wants someone who is healthy, who cares about themselves and their health.
Don't answer for her.
But like obviously,
there's a bad. No, there's a bad.
That's obvious for everyone. No one wants someone who doesn't care about how they look and how their body is.
Mm-hmm.
But like, would you date someone who is very into gym, like drinks protein shake in the morning?
Your question is if really just jogging.
Yeah, you know those kind of things.
The small things.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think that is not a prerequisite for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't just look. It's not there.
Prerequisite. Take note.
It is not so necessary. It's a bonus, but it's
only
not so necessary. It really is not. Sister, utakuwa unasema, okay, I like you. You're everything I want in a guy, but you're not so sporty.
I also think a lot of guys who also don't do it would like to do it.
Mm.
It's not easy because I've also wanted to exercise and then I do like 2 days. I'm already tired,
yeah.
So I can't start saying at it. You know, but I'd appreciate if you, of course, if you do it once in a while, because you're doing it for yourself, you're not doing it for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's not really that.
Would it like influence your decision to date or to date?
No, it will not.
No, it will not. Okay, for me, I don't think it will.
Mm-hmm.
And Ivy says the person with the smartwatch.
That's totally an expression.
It won't.
Yeah. Okay. So, is the story, these things about six pack and everything, they're just hype?
It's overrated.
Yeah, it's just overrated.
So, Caleb, you do not get any points for running in the morning. that's the bottom line.
These things about.
Okay.
So, Caleb, just struggle in one pack.
Just fine.
Yes, but it's not that. Yeah.
So you guys would prefer that board over like a six pack?
Like this?
I don't know. Six pack, no. Six pack is almost like, let's say, a fetish. It's something that you crave for some time, then you grow up and realize it's not something I want.
You know, it's more comfortable when you put your head on a katami kiasi instead of
katami, not even a
Maybe six pack is high school girls who still want that. Okay, that's very interesting. Over time you just start evaluating the things that you want and you realize it's not such a big deal. So like someone with money and like a six pack and someone without money and a dad board.
What? Someone with money?
Yeah, make a choice.
Someone with money and a six pack and someone without money and a dad board.
That's money and six pack, that's a bonus. What do you mean? Because you guys prefer like a dad board over a six pack.
No,
you can feel something is off. Okay. And if you trust each other, you ask each other, why would you have to snoop?
Yeah. See, you snoop and then you find and then now you ask. You ask.
Okay, girls. Okay. This one is a past experience. Mm-hmm. I need to know the answers because I was never told the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you looking at me?
Why? I'm not looking at you. Why can I look at you and we have beautiful ladies in front of me?
Oh.
Okay, ladies. Ladies,
that's a vile too.
Why? Let's say Claire, we are dating, mm-hmm. and then we break up. Mm-hmm. Then my friend Pablo is so hot. Mm-hmm. He's my best friend. You know him.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you date? I need to know why. What drives you, ladies, to go and date your best friend's ex?
I just said Pablo is hot.
Would you have the guts to do that?
Mm-mm, not the guts. Mm-hmm. You are an individual.
Yes.
Your best friend is an individual. Mm-hmm. I know you two differently, despite the fact that you're best friends. And maybe I like how Pablo, you know, like he's nice. I've talked to him and he has a chill vibe. Maybe I like that vibe. You know.
Have a chill vibe.
No, I'm just explaining. You know. No,
I mean, but I do.
Pause. Will you consider that cheating?
No, not cheating. We never had a thingy with him during our relationship. Mm-hmm. I never looked at him a specific way. Mm. And then now you and me have that thing off.
Yeah,
and then now Pablo comes and then he's like, you know, most of the time girls don't really go for their best friends. The best friends usually come for
the girls.
Mm, mm. Because maybe they want to treat her. True. Yeah, that's because true. They usually know, hey, you know, this chick was Nini no, and my sorry. Friend eh hey. Mm-hmm. So they come and then me labda I like his vibe. How would you
it's cold blood.
that would be a you problem now.
That's cold.
A me problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now you deal with it.
So the one who made the problem produce it maybe.
No.
Because
no. If anything,
you should not introduce your girls to Pablo.
Moral of the story.
But that's cold.
You are burning up with something.
Okay. Really I want to answer this from when you've broken up. Maybe I've broken up with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm angry. I'm indifferent towards you. Maybe it's hurt.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The first thing I'll do is to go to someone closer. Friend. Yeah, someone closer
so
to you. Revenge is best.
So
I'm
cold blooded.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
So you
okay? I'm not that I will do it. I'm saying from someone else's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
The anger she feels, the hurt,
the
hurt.
When you're angry.
Yeah.
Mm.
They'll go for someone closer.
Once you are
over and done with your now the supposed
it's
ex.
Fair game. Mm.
And this friend happens to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel like this vibe is really genuine.
Yeah.
I don't think it should be such. You should fuss about it.
Yeah.
We are done. And I'm not doing this out of anger.
Ati to, like we to hurt
healed.
You.
Yeah. We
or Ati to get back
healed,
at you.
Mm, if we both healed, I'm not doing this out of anger to just upset you.
But you wouldn't break up Ati today and tomorrow I'm staying with your best friend. No.
And I wouldn't want to do that to you intentionally. Like if. No, you're choosing yourself here.
Hey, but you know, if you break up with someone today and then you're sleeping with his best friend tomorrow, hey, you start looking
very
like
intentional.
It means during the relationship,
you always
exactly
sleep
that's
with
what
your
friend.
Yeah,
yeah,
that
yeah.
Is, that's what
yeah.
it could look like, and that's not nice.
So,
okay.
I don't know why you asked that.
This.
So, I want to ask you again.
You have to ask.
I want to ask you again.
Okay, go ahead.
I wish
Dalva
was here. Yeah. Would you date? Mm. Or would you smash someone who your close friend has smashed?
Answer.
Just want to answer also. Do you also feel like answering?
No, I've asked
you.
Answer.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't.
Why
as
not?
In,
why?
When, as in, my friend has been there before, you know, when you're like.
Not there.
Yeah, no, I mean no, not really there, as in, what I'm trying to say. As in sitting with you here, and then we get to that emotionally. You know what I'm trying to, what I'm saying.
You're emotional with the girl.
No, as in I won't feel that vibe of. As my she's been with my friend before, so why should I even try
even
and do
if you
that?
Like her and
I want.
Attracted to her,
I want.
You just calm down your urge because your friend slept with her.
Yeah, I want. I can't. I don't know. I just can't do that.
I think
even if they are not in a relationship, they had.
Yeah, as long as even if I saw you walking with Caleb or someone else. I can't go there. I don't know. If Caleb is my best friend, I cannot do that.
So even if Caleb tells you it was nothing serious?
I won't. I just can't.
Bro called
I don't know. I just can't. For me. I can't.
For me, I'll smash. I don't think that's unexpected. Because as for me, I actually know. I actually met this girl and like. We clicked, so I introduced her to the squad, and so we were like cool, so like I introduced her to the squad, and after a while, like we fell out, and I didn't talk to her for like for like 2 months, and in that two months she smashed like three. I think of my friends. So. As in,
they were trying to build something.
So I did. She's nice. So the point is, as for me, like I wouldn't mind if like I had a girl and like my friend smashed. So
no,
it's not a problem for me.
Contribute to that. Mm. I would say like your in your example, I wouldn't smash somebody. It's weird for me. Not because of bro code or anything. It's weird.
Yeah.
But it's very weird.
The moral of the story is.
Where are you going in the uterus?
But look.
No, as in
if it was casual.
Yeah.
If it was casual and then the lady is like,
yeah, it's just
she came
like,
to you.
Yeah.
It's like 8/10. Something's awake.
Yeah, it's just like sex. So it's tatua off mnacha.
But come on, you're quite
yeah. Okay, I have a short story. This happened to me once. There's. A friend of mine, so he had this girl and they liked each other. Like I think they loved each other, and they so obviously you know with every relationship there's like rocky times and like happy times. So like I think they had had a quarrel like the night before. So like the following night we live in the same estate like with this guy is my boy. So instead of going to his house. Instead of going to his house, she came to my house, and like, she was like, throwing those vibes, unajua.
Comfortable.
No, I didn't because like as in
yeah,
kuna zingine zenye it depends.
You
it
feel
depends.
Like you're really
because like as in it, they,
disrespecting your friend.
Yeah, as in because they were like on a break or like yeah. Because yeah, they quarreled the previous night, so
don't understand is that men also find sex intimate. Mm. Very intimate.
Do you?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Why not?
Just why kudanganya. Yes.
I know.
But if you talk to someone too vizuri, it's intimate. Mm. Is it?
Look at Pablo's face.
Who are you asking?
Oh, Pablo.
Just try to be macho.
Seriously, I don't see sex that big a deal.
It is a big deal. But you understand me. Most of the time, I'm also religion. I don't care about religion. So for him, I think, yeah. But it is a big deal.
Now that brings me to my final question for today, mm-hmm. Ladies, how do you feel about another lady?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to ask it again.
You have to ask this question again. Okay.
So my question to the boys was, do you prefer? Pause.
Whoever is calling K, please acha kupiga simu.
Yeah, my question is, do you prefer girls with flat tummies? Is it something you look at, mm-hmm. when you are approaching a girl?
Caleb.
I think I'm speaking for every guy here. It's not really a priority. It's not a priority. Yeah, I don't think any guy looks at tummies unless it's a fetish for someone.
You don't.
She's pregnant.
When a girl has a kapoti, you don't even notice she has a
kapoti. You don't notice.
And the first thing you look, the first thing you look in a girl, what is it?
Ass.
Yeah. Yes.
What?
Yeah. No, that's not the first thing you look at.
What's the first thing you look in a girl?
The face.
Yeah.
Okay, Caleb is just being polite. I know Caleb too well. I know Caleb too well to know that he doesn't look at the face first.
No.
The face. How are you going to look at someone's ass when you're meeting?
She's walking and looking the other side.
The question was, okay. Is a tummy a deal breaker? So that was the question. So obviously you look at a person's face, yeah. But like the thing that might be a deal breaker is, you know there are us guys and there are guys who prefer tits over like boobs over us. So like, so if you are an ass guy, you prefer us over. I don't have to tell my preference.
Dalmas, tell us, what do you prefer?
For me, I'll look at the face first.
You guys are being polite.
So if she if you look at the face first, so if she has a nice face, what do you do after that? Do you look at something else, or from there you can now start?
Hajabeba zibu lakini ana sura.
Please. Amefungasha.
Allah.
Amefungasha.
Allah amefungasha.
No, that was your question.
Caleb. Have you exhausted yourself or you're still...
No,
you haven't answered that question.
Claire had a question for Dalmas.
Having that, the kubeba, mm-hmm. That's an added advantage. Mm-hmm. But,
that's a bonus.
Like it's three fantasy points. So.
Yeah, that's but the priority is the
fantasy. Yeah, it's a VP. That's a triple captain.
Yeah, triple captain.
On a bonus.
That's a triple captain.
On the same thing, I do have a question for the guys because wameni chomea hapa. I just want to ask, would you approach someone solely on the ass or the boobs?
I think
approach someone like
for
no,
me.
Is, you've
for
seen
me,
her and you're approaching her because of ass or boobs.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it's more like obviously that's what will attract me first because that's what I'll notice first about you. I'll notice the face. Okay, she's cute, obviously, but obviously I'm a baby. But then, like, if her personality is off, Like, obviously, if a personality
I'm just
is off,
about approaching, not yeah. approaching, approaching. Approaching someone.
I mean, if the ass goes with the face, you know.
So it's the ass.
So yeah, it's yeah, it's
okay,
the ass for me.
Okay.
Oh, for me, I already said my ass already. So I already answered you.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. What about you?
Oh.
No, I asked.
Delmas,
would you approach
a thing for like?
This solely on the ass or boobs or whatever it is that you like.
Yes.
Okay.
To be clear, for me.
Hey.
I think you're done with expressions. Okay,
we're done.
Claire had a question.
No, I'm still answering.
I was just following up on what she said.
It depends. Let's say I haven't seen her face. You know, for me, the face is my primary objective first.
As in. That's why I wanted to add a for me. You see, so like for me, the yeah. ass has to come with the face. If like there's ass and like
so the
there's
ass
no
and
face,
the face like then now
oh. yeah. So
no one's a full package.
Okay.
No. Okay, I do want the full package.
My opinion.
You're ambitious.
There's
man.
No full package. Where there's ass, there's no face.
I mean, where there's us, there's likely to be no personality, but
really?
Face. Yeah, like.
I'm
no.
loving this. I'm loving this.
But like,
no.
but like,
no.
very, very rarely.
Yeah.
Like, but like, not very rarely, but more often than not, you would find an ass.
Some percentage in it, so ethanol.
Yes. In my humble opinion,
yes.
Yeah. In my humble opinion,
what you just said, it's somehow true.
That
personality-wise, most of those ladies are hunger. Personality or chimney.
Personality are girls with big ass.
Yes.
Oh,
the
no.
ones that you have interacted with.
The ones you have
so,
interacted with.
Claire, do you have a big ass? Nini bar.
Yeah, no. No.
Let express.
No, let me just. That's why I started with in my humble opinion. I'm not drum rolling myself, but I do have a sizable ass. I also think my personality is not so bad, and I also think I don't have such a bad face.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say that at when you have to do this, you can lack this. That's not true.
Maybe
you're
saying you're the full package.
No, I'm just saying it's not okay to conceptualize things like that, because you can end up not approaching someone to talk to because you're like, I was chana matako kubwa na kwanga na tabia mbaya, just because you've already seen what she has, instead of even talking to her. And
when I say that girls with big asses most likely don't have lack personality, I didn't mean like they're ill-mannered girls or.
What did you mean?
I meant like,
yeah,
like you might find they're
the
boring or like they don't
yeah,
like
they,
like, like,
no.
like you might find like as in I'm a story, like, so as in
Caleb,
yeah,
mini kwa na story,
yes.
Caleb is only saying that for the pod.
No, it's true. We are going to but I'm just saying, kwani nyinyi, which women are you talking about? Because you guys,
what kind
for some
of
reason, come up with mnadanganya.
You should have
yeah, like
uh-huh. Make I bring for you like 10 girls with us, and they're really like.
Also, they hang out in parks.
Dalmas.
This conversation is hurting my feelings.
I apologize on behalf of the musketeers.
I think it all depends. I've met quite a number of women with big asses, and they just have good personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you guys can attest to that, especially you.
Me?
Yes.
Hey, Dalmas. Hey, I have such testimony.
Why me?
Yeah.
Why me?
I'm just saying. The girls you've met.
Dalmas is pulling a Balotelli with us. Why me?
right? Yeah, I said most, but not all. Yeah, so a good number of them have a good personality.
So you, the girls you've met with big ass have bad personality?
I said most.
So most of the ones you've met?
Yeah. But you are not on that category. So,
thank you.
Okay, I love all women bodies. I love girls that are petite. I love girls that are that are like very thick. So like, I love every type of body that there is. But for me, so but for me, like as in girls that have had, that are like, I've had like deeper conversations or like, maybe like we've formed like good relationships over are like girls that don't necessarily have the biggest asses, which is different to like the experience I've had with girls
put it this way.
With big butts.
Let me just summarize what these guys are saying, because the way he's explained it, nime gundua what he's saying. Mm-hmm. He's simply saying that he will not try to smash when you don't have ass. So it's a very hyper.
Okay, Caleb didn't get what I was trying to say.
Let me just finish. There's a very high percentage that you'll become very good friends when he's not trying to smash. That's what he's meaning by personality. Yeah. But when you, am I lying? Let's keep it to Malizia. So one last question, because we've talked so much about us and then we put her on the spot.
No, she put herself on the spot.
This is like, I have one more question. This is the second last one. Does height matter? Let me put myself on the spot.
Billy said that it didn't matter. Doesn't.
Height.
But they didn't speak.
I was just saying.
She didn't say that.
Mm-hmm. I just said.
Wow, so it does.
Give her the thing.
I was referring to that issue we were talking about, dating younger guys, you know. I said I would evaluate maturity and growth before.
First impression.
Does the height? It does. Come on, we know it does.
It somehow does.
Sugarcoat
it. It somehow does until at some point it doesn't. I don't know.
But the first impression it does. Right?
Yeah.
First impression.
Just ask her what she thinks. Like, okay. Me and Pablo, right? we are like, we've met you today, and when you're looking at us, it's almost the same thing, but Pablo is taller. Would that go against me?
The short.
It definitely will.
Because of his shortness.
That's what I mean.
I'm so sorry to hurt your feelings and anybody else's feelings, but. To be honest, when a girl kind of looks at you and you're tall, you know,
she
like
melts. She melts.
First impression.
Okay.
But a girl can get to know you and you're not that tall and you're really cool, really nice, and overlook the height story.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right. I'm the only one drum rolling.
Okay, so
Ivy didn't answer.
She didn't answer.
About the height.
The height. First impression, it matters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So but when you're taller,
definitely like you more.
You go the flake becomes.
But you know,
mm-hmm.
The smaller the monkey, the larger the tail.
But
you don't get to that.
Sure. Are you
trying to justify yourself? I'm just saying, I had that somewhere. I don't know what it means.
First impression, first sight, you don't care about the monkey.
Man down. Mayday, what the fuck?
They have something stronger here.
Shots fired. They don't care about you, man. Okay. We just learned something new about Ivy. Ivy has no chills.
Okay, I've got to get some. But I don't hide first impression. It does matter. But as we grow older, you realize some things don't really matter.
They don't really matter.
Just
you know, like when I'd imagine myself when I was like 17, 18, 19 there. And then someone would ask my ideal type of guy, and then I'd be like, oh, tall, dark, handsome.
I know.
And then you grow up and realize all these tall, dark, and handsomes really kind of don't have nice
exist.
Man. They don't even, you know.
It's actually the yeah,
illusion.
It's what you were saying now, the opposite. The thing about asses and the tall.
I don't remember saying anything. Explain.
Okay, let's leave it at that.
Oh, explain.
Huh?
What was I saying?
Girls with asses have no personality, and she just said that.
Oh yeah, it goes. Yeah, it goes both ways.
So good. Okay.
I had a question.
Yeah, the last one is about the friend zone. And this is a very personal question. If you listen to the podcast, you'll understand where I'm coming from. Because
yeah.
I just want to ask, I think I was put in the friend zone before friend zone was ever a term.
The first one to be called
why?
The friend zone.
Was it? I think I debuted that thing.
What?
The first one
1960s, OG. Anyway.
And
so,
you're only 55 years.
And I'm only 55. So I'm asking, why do girls, what's the thinking behind putting someone in the friend zone instead of just telling them, you and me can't work?
Can I answer this one for the ladies?
No, I don't want to hear you. I want to hear them. You might have the answer, but it will be too honest.
Okay.
Too brutal.
Hey, loops.
So you're hitting on her?
Yeah, like
and
I've
she
made
knows,
my intentions
and,
clear.
Okay.
Yes. We even hung out, we've gone on dates, but...
Because
I find out later,
to her,
it was the...
Caleb texts a girl like, I love you, and like with a kiss emoji, and they reply like, pamoja bro, with a kiss emoji.
Something like that, yeah, something like that.
Throws on, man. Because...
because
for... Not for girls, I'll just say like, not everything has to lead to, you know, like you can't meet every guy who's nice and he's hitting on you and you have a relationship with them.
But then
you know the thing is, yeah, because when you're hitting on me and I'm not interested in you like that, but I really like you and I'd like you to remain in my circle. It's just as simple as that. Like, when I look at you and I'm like, Kale is such a cool guy, I'd like him to be my friend. You know, but then you have other
intentions.
We are not on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
So when I tell you off, I'd probably be scared that I don't want to hurt your feelings because I still want you to remain my friend. But I also know that if I tell you, you might decide, oh, since
makes
I wanted
sense.
You to be my girl and you don't want to be my girl, you know what,
so,
let's go separate
mm-hmm.
ways. And that's not
yeah.
what I want.
And actually, there's something else.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I tell you up front, you will think girls are playing hard to get.
Mm.
Yeah, so you.
So you keep pushing, and she has already told you no.
Annoying.
So now you get annoyed and so personal about it,
yeah.
and start saying that you know.
I don't think guys do that. When you're told that, you just.
So Kale, are you okay being friends with a girl you are trying to
pursue?
To pursue.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's a very difficult spot to be in because
it's very difficult.
Because your initial
mm.
intentions were something
yeah.
completely different.
Mm.
Yeah, so it will be like, okay, you'll try again.
I think what girls don't know is the boy's perspective on this.
Yeah.
Because like I tweeted this a while ago. If follow me on Twitter, Tambindia Bucheri. I tweeted this. Like there is no benefit really of being like a girl's best friend.
Mm.
For real, like for example, like all you are like what I tweeted. I'm quoting this.
Mm.
So like all you are like is like someone who like obviously girls like to pour their hearts out when they're depressed or like
mm.
Yeah. Looking at it clearly, you're like a therapist to someone. And like this,
no benefit at all.
There's no benefit. So like, the guy best friend never has the option to like vent out to this girl because like this girl has a man. So like his problems cannot pour out to this girl and like. obviously there's no sex, obviously there's no like companionship at all, and she can't take you out, obviously.
She can't buy you
unless she's different and yeah. she's rare.
Unless can buy her gifts.
Unlike Caleb, you took me off my wave. Come on. Okay, speak.
Let me write it now. I just say unless she's you have something that both of you care about. There's something mutual that will keep you as friends, even after a rejection.
Like what?
Like maybe you have the same interests, business. But Sanasana, I think interests. Mm. I think you can look past that.
Like if there's something you are bonding over,
yes.
Other yeah. than just you trying to.
And mostly it's usually alcohol. Bonds formed with alcohol are the best.
Okay, pause.
Covalent bonds.
Pause.
They're not easily broken.
One of us has an emergency. Mr. Dalmas. Dalmas, you have an exam at 5?
Yeah, I'm about to sit for an exam at 5. It's 4:46.
It's been confirmed?
Yeah, it's confirmed.
Oh.
The Doreen in the end, I'll collect
it. Mr. Dalmas, do you have anything to say before you leave for a very interesting session?
Basically, this was a good session. I've personally learned more perspective on the girls' perspective on various matters, which we might end up helping me in future relationships. Future relationships.
Tell us what exactly, the specific. Yeah.
You want to keep for yourself or you want to share?
Let me.
Okay, Dalmas, thank you.
So I'd love to leave you guys.
All the best.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, right about time. Hey, will I have time to ask my questions? I don't know. My questions are very interesting.
You want to hear those interesting questions?
Oh my God. Just a minute. So, are you guys ready for these questions?
Yeah.
Ladies, you're born ready. So, between girls and boys, mm-hmm. who do you think are the smartest cheaters?
Smartest cheaters.
Yeah. What do you think?
That's easy.
Why are you putting it away?
That's easy. Good. What do you think? I'll come by later.
Billy.
Well, I can't say I know who is the smartest cheater, but I know who is not the smartest cheater.
Mm-hmm. Who is not?
Boys are not the smartest.
If
they were,
they wouldn't be caught every other day.
I know. Yeah, it wouldn't be so obvious. Mm-hmm. But I think ladies are.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are.
For sure.
We are because we have that. For us to find out that a guy has cheated, see it in history, instincts or something like that big. It's always there. It's written.
The evidence
is just there. Yeah. So, for us to, put it in.
You think you've deleted all your text. You know, boys are just careless.
Mm.
As in, you'll think you've and then women are really CIDs. No, CIA, FBI, chief. Like she'll just see this number and be like, I don't know this number.
It looks familiar.
This number. No. And she'll find out, and for sure that's the girl you're cheating with. You know, like you don't know how to, I don't know how it happens, but for you to know your girl is cheating on you.
I think how it happens is girls take the boys' phone, so that's how it happens. Because your boyfriend will never have interest with your phone. So like,
but girls are snoopy all the time. Yeah,
girls
take your phone.
Girls want your phone for
I don't think
literally.
I can't
snoop. I think.
Okay.
I would never touch my girlfriend.
You wouldn't ever.
I will not
touch.
What
like,
for?
Come
what
on,
for?
It happened. Just. Yeah. You don't have to.
Unless you give it to me.
It's disrespectful.
Personally, I wouldn't look at my guy's phone because. I may look at his phone and get a heart attack. He may go through my phone and find nothing. So like,
as long as he's just playing with
me. Mbona nijilete pressure. Then a girl wouldn't go through a guy's phone when she isn't suspecting anything.
Maybe some, yeah. We'll find some chick is trying to cut.
She'll go through his phone and she's suspecting like something is going on here. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
So let me just.
I just want to go through your phone. Like,
queen of the petty corner. I will look at your phone if and when I'm bored. I will look at your phone if.
If not if I'm bored.
No, like I'm just sitting there and your phone is just there, and I know how to, you know, like.
So and you know the passcode. If we start dating, would you want me to give you my password?
But hiyo ni kitabia niliacha kitambo. Right now, I don't even bother.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, good to know.
No. Why don't I ask you the password to your phone?
Yeah.
It's petty.
Yeah. Right now, no.
If you want to give me your password, just
give me. If you don't want,
but
it's
I won't
yours.
Ask for it.
Ah, okay.
If I give my password, you go through my phone.
I honestly would.
Not if
you give me, I will.
If it's not necessary, why would I?
One day, you'll just be asleep. And then I'm just like, you know, that car angel is like.
Just do it.
It's okay. Sad, but it's true.
I have another interesting question here. Are you want to say something
for you guys, for Caleb and Kay? Is it a deal breaker if your girlfriend checks your phone like when you're sleeping? Even if you don't have anything to hide, is it a deal breaker?
Well, not necessarily, but
because
I don't like it, but it's not really.
Yeah,
no one likes it.
Yeah, but it wouldn't necessarily be a deal breaker.
For me, it might be because let me answer first and you'll answer. For me, it's like a breach of trust. So like, as in, I thought you were in a relationship, like you trust me. So like, I trust you. I've never looked into your phone. So like, why would you?
So if she finds something,
I don't think I've had a girl snoop, but I wouldn't like it.
But I have. The thing about girls being smart cheaters, it's very true. I've seen some
stories.
Girls date two people that I know. and they don't know. Or one knows and the other doesn't know.
So the one who doesn't know is the main. The one who knows is the side.
Yeah.
So girls are really smart. If you can keep that.
Yeah, guys.
That's next level.
I think it has always been established since the beginning of time that girls are the better gender. The smarter gender.
Guys don't like girls going through their phones.
Yeah.
I'd
be upset. I'd be upset for no reason.
Sure.
Yeah.
Would you be upset if I
you're also your even phone? Okay. No, imagine I wouldn't.
Know.
I wouldn't be upset if you looked at my phone.
Why?
Because okay, this is my reasoning. We are in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the level of commitment in our relationship? Like, how long? Like, I can't date you 3 months in and I'm snooping in your phone. I don't expect, because you had a life before I was there. But then, what kind of, how far along are we in this relationship? Because I don't think my boyfriend would take my phone and then snoop and then I'd have a problem with it. Oh, why are you snooping? No. Sometimes I'd take my boyfriend's phone and then he'd be like, oh, una snoop. So you want to tell me he's actually having a problem with that? Because Leon don't takwa na jua.
Wait, is he there while you're snooping?
Yeah.
That one is not that's snooping.
Not
he's there. He knows you're looking at his phone.
but you're checking, you're going here and
you're... Oh, really? If he's not there and then he finds you snooping, he'll be offended. Even you, if he's snooping on your phone and you're not there, he'll be offended.
And then I woke up.
And then, yeah.
And me, it would be funny for me. Honestly, I don't have a... I really don't have a problem with phones.
But you see your phone there, you can call apps.
Imagine I don't have a problem with phones.
Me,
I don't
when
think
I give you my phone.
I don't want to.
Say,
I wouldn't think
Iiko. Iiko.
Yeah, I'm just crossing that boundary. If there's something, I will ask. And if you don't tell me the truth, well, I'll do that.
But you'll ask those you have known it from?
You can still... There's that human instinct.
Showing interest in you, as in... How will you take that?
Loaded question, No.
I really want to know because nowadays, as the world has changed, this thing has become so. We see it everywhere. Is that true?
The internet. Yeah, it has always been there, but right now it's more open.
Yeah, it's more open than. The time of people used to, like, jificha, isn't it?
Yeah.
But nowadays it's so open. So I don't know what you are. How would you feel? Your yeah, ladies, just let us know. Who would start?
Maybe I wouldn't mind.
Hey.
Ati a girl has shown interest in me and then she's like throwing me my vibes. Ati, yes, oh, I like
yes.
you.
Yes.
Maybe I'd feel nice.
Hey.
Would you go for it? You would feel nice, but would you go for it?
No.
Would you respond
so
to
she
that
should,
energy?
So she should show you game, mama?
Not show me game. Mm-hmm. Like your question was just how would I feel about a girl making a move?
Yeah,
so regardless of how I respond, I would feel nice if a girl made
it'd
a
be honored.
Like I'd be yeah, I'd be like yeah, Yanni, you actually you know.
I'd only go ahead to like.
No, I wouldn't.
I feel.
She's feeling the vibe.
Yeah,
when she's feeling that ass.
Really?
Caleb, stop being dumb.
My grandma watches this, listens to this podcast. Caleb.
Mr. Caleb is the only Mascatia who's. Mascatia's are relaxed.
Okay, if she's going too far, that's just a no.
What's far?
How far is far?
That far, you understand?
We don't.
You know, girls, let me just say, it's just an opinion. I think girls are naturally bisexuals.
Your sexuality is more fluid.
Yeah, our sexuality is more fluid. So like a girl will compliment you.
You know, religion. It's like I didn't know you, man.
I knew whole person. Yeah. So
at first, obviously, Nikona, if I see a girl complimenting me, doing
touching.
not inappropriate, touching.
Are we drunk or are we sober?
Okay, in a club it's fine. In a club it's fine.
I mean, she'll obviously need the liquor for her to get
for
the confidence
yeah,
to touch.
Yeah, of course, you can't just begin like.
She can.
Okay.
Okay.
What if she tells in that setting, and then I can be, let me take you home.
Yes.
In the same setting.
But like, take you home is like, she's a girl and like,
to
take
her
you home.
Or...
Let me take you. No, okay, let me take you back to my place.
Let me take you back to my place.
Yes.
Say it nicely.
Ooh.
Say it nicely. So that we visualize. So that we know
okay,
let me rephrase that.
Okay, your acting skills should be on point on this here. Please, I beg your acting skills need to be on point.
Oh man, I was in drama in Form 1, but that was a long time ago.
Yes.
So, what's that, Claire?
Yeah.
I'm trying to take you home.
Well, girls wouldn't say it like that.
Say it like that. That's like.
That's like a guy who's
there?
So it's like, as in...
Okay, you try.
So it's like...
Oh,
so it's
she,
like...
Let her try.
Oh.
Okay,
yeah.
Try.
Okay, let Billy try.
Billy try.
Try to hit your hand if you want to take her.
Like, you want to take me home.
Back to your place.
Just say
I'm trying to find the words, but I can't. I seriously can't.
It's like, sick and you shall be found.
Claire.
Let's ready.
No, you don't say clear. You say you sugarcoat. You garnish.
Yeah,
you garnish.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Mental note.
Where's the pen?
Not to self. Not to self. Okay. What do I say? Hey, hon, can I take you home? I don't know. I'm not that sexy.
No.
I'm not that romantic.
Maybe Abby wants to try. You've been smiling. Yes.
Yeah, she's blushing.
Mm-hmm. It's like this has happened to her before.
But you know the thing about girls approaching girls, most of our experiences are just the movies we've been watching. You know,
yeah.
Like it's not out in the open sana, like it is on the things we watch online and nini. So, the way I'm thinking she should say it is just what I've watched in a movie. You know, it's not something I've experienced at your...
So,
yeah.
You've never
Has anyone of you ever been like approached?
Approached?
Yes, by a lady.
By a lady.
Hit on.
Hit on by message, text, or one on one.
Like I'm trying to do this. What's happening?
Lesbians don't do it by text, bro.
They
don't approach a girl any by text. They're very confident.
They know what they want.
Have you been to a party, or maybe you're just clubbing, and then someone, a girl, just you've been. Maybe she's sitting next to you, or maybe the next table, and then when you get a bit tipsy, and then you start dancing, and then she tries kissing you.
Girls kiss when they're drunk.
Yeah. I think, but I don't know how if that qualifies to for someone hitting on you.
It does. No, but you know why I'm curious about this thing is because...
But the guys have a fetish for bisexuals,
If it comes to a threesome. we're hoping for that.
For me...
Let me ask, is it recording?
Yeah.
There's an incident that happened.
Since Spider-Man 1.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
There's an incident that happened, and I was actually, I've been approached twice by men.
Boom, my friend.
Teren.
So that's why this topic is very, I'm very interested in it, because, and remember also that girl. Yeah. So it's, I don't know. Our society is becoming more towards, and you said something about being fluid.
Yeah. Wait.
I don't like, as in, our society is becoming entertaining to such things. So it's nanza kuwa common, they're becoming more and more common. And I think.
And it's weird because not like homosexuality is weird, but it's weird because it's weird. Like we are Africans because according to our culture it's taboo. It's not even frowned upon. It's like taboo.
Answer that question. Vibe.
Yeah. But like that's not for me to say on this podcast.
You ought to be arrested.
What about you?
No, as in, I have, my crushes listen to this podcast, so I don't want them thinking like I'm bi.
Even me, I don't want the Egyptian lady to think that I'm
Why is it a problem for you
but,
guys?
For me, it's a big problem.
Very big problem.
Me have been approached, by the way, like 3 times.
Wow.
Yeah, 3 times.
The record.
Three
goes
times
to Kevin.
Three times in a.
In a day?
No, in a year.
Oh.
In a year, 3 times.
Yeah, that's a lot of times in a year.
So
where were you hanging out?
Which year was this?
This one was when after I finished from 4 immediately.
So 2015?
Yes.
So 2015 you were approached by more girls, more boys than girls?
No.
that's the takeaway.
That's a trick question. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, but
because like the probability of you getting approached by girls is
The first one wasn't that weird, but the other ones were weird because he came like a friend. Hey, what's up? Let's hang out. So I was like, my friend, like a boy tells you, let's go and play wherever. He pays for
so
things.
Let's go play.
I didn't know he's interested in me. He's buying me things. I'm like, why is this guy buying me things? I've never seen like. Kale was in
what did he buy? What did he buy? We need to know what he bought.
He bought things.
What things?
We just know he bought things.
What things?
So you felt how girls feel when they're bought for
you.
You know, by the way, and I'm telling you this for free, if you get one of those homo guys, they're very convincing and persistent.
Don't say that. That's very homophobic. Don't say that.
I'm homophobic.
And he's very upright.
Look, they're very confident.
I have nothing to say.
And they will spend. They will spend. Like, makuna sama.
When they're trying to.
What's not happening here?
Like, the first time I was sent 5,000 airtime. I was never imagined such airtime. That was my first time.
Pause.
Ivy, have you ever Ivy, have you ever been sent 5,000 shillings at time?
Oh hello. Yeah. That
no.
would be a lie.
Billy.
Unfortunately, no.
Oh! Okay, you must be special. The record goes to you once more.
You know, it's interesting because the way this guy approached me in Tuskies.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, okay, so you can a bunch of shopping. And then he was like, let me pay for that. And I was like,
you are godsend.
And you know,
like
I was like, okay, he didn't give me that vibe that he's gay. I was like, okay. Then he said, okay, fine. Maybe we can catch up and talk about Jinini. Then give me the number.
We should discuss who is going to be top and who is going to be bottom.
He was asking for.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to talk about
it. You're asking for. No.
Pause. Disclaimer.
Yeah.
For the next episode.
Yeah.
We want to dive into that for this today. Today was just about our three beautiful ladies who showed up, guys.
Yes.
We appreciate you so much. We thank you, Claire. We thank you, Ivy. Thank you, Billy, for being here today. It's a very nice session, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Extremely.
You guys
are
very informative. Anything else? Do you ladies want to say anything to the listeners?
Hi, listeners. We feel really famous.
You are. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for tuning in. Listen, share your... let us know what you... Your thoughts on the comment section. Mm-hmm. And till next time.
Okay. Ivy, finish us off.
Okay, we definitely want your opinions, guys, on this. This is so funny. And it was good. Thank you so much for having us, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Musketeers, will you speak?
Yeah, I want to say I'm glad that we had this podcast. I think we outdo ourselves every episode because
yeah.
This has been great. Very informative, and I would like to do this again if you girls are open to.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to this, subscribe and share the podcast. Let us grow our listenership. Is it listenership?
Listenership.
Yeah. Let us grow.
Yeah, the audience.
The audience. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb.
Looks.
Yeah. This has been nice. Thanks for the ladies. That's Billy, Claire, and Ivy. And I think it's interesting that when they're here, we are more open to sharing things. Like, I've never known you approached by a guy. Or you.
By three guys.
By three guys in 1 year.
In 12 months.
The nigga had 5,000.
5,000 year time. Bro, na huku nipigia simu. Hata si amini.
Anyway, it was nice having you ladies around. Thank you so much for
okay, coming. That's been it for the Maverick Podcast. We thank you, Season 2. We are on Season 2 right now. Like, share, and subscribe.
Subscribe.
Subscribe. Who said the word subscribe?
Subscribe.
Okay, bye.
Ciao.
Bella ciao.